Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 27th. Happy Saturday. Just want to say thank you for continuing to listen alongside. My prayer for us is that God's Word would bring us joy, that it would help us to know God more, and ultimately, that because of God's Word, we would love God more. Today we're in 1 Peter chapter 2. You'll remember back in the book of Hosea that God had Hosea name one of his children, "Not My People." Well, today's passage is about grace for those who were not my people. So it's just a metaphor for the fact that even though these people disobeyed God, God allowed them by his grace back into the fold. And isn't that the story of salvation for us? 1 Peter chapter 2. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires, which wage war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Slaves, in reverent fear of God, submit yourselves to your masters, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because they are conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. for by his wounds we have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Wow, I feel like that whole passage was just chock full of so many good lessons for each of us. You know, and in the first little paragraph, I was thinking that we asked the Lord that he would help us to crave spiritual milk, that he would help us to crave his word and his work. And then in the second paragraph, just thinking about Jesus being the living stone, the one on which we build our house. Remember last week, Wayne preached about building our house on the rock. And Jesus is that rock. He's also the cornerstone. He's the one that holds all things together. And so we praise you, Lord, for that. Then in the next paragraph, the idea that we are chosen. You know, we are a royal priesthood. We're God's special possession. It says it right here. And so just thanking the Lord that he has chosen us. And then there's that challenge to live godly lives in a pagan world. And it's hard. It's hard to submit ourselves to authority figures. It's also hard to suffer when we know we shouldn't be suffering. So it's a real challenge for us, I believe, that when we are hurled in, when people hurl insults at us, we don't retaliate. And when people talk about us, we don't make threats. Instead, we entrust ourselves to the Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't hold our sins against us. Rather, in your grace and mercy, you have made a way for us to be forgiven. And we thank you for that hopeful message. We thank you, Lord, for our Savior Jesus, who himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. Help us to die to our sins and to live for righteousness' sake. Through our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.